Checking the peanut market for the final week of the year, we're showing that the Georgia Federal State Inspection Service checking all states for peanuts harvested. We're now at 2,747,000 tons. That's 88% of the USDA estimate, which was close to 3,150,000 tons. Alabama's harvested or checked in 373,000 tons. That's 108% of their estimate. And Georgia has checked in 1,379,000 tons. That's 92.5% of their estimate. Georgia was supposed to average about 4,000 pounds, but looks like they'll be averaging about 3,886, depending on how USDA figures it. Right now, the contracts for the new season are up to $475 per ton for new crop peanuts. Some are offering a bonus of $25, giving them up to $500 for either production for seed. Another one is offering $50 premium, which is $525 per ton for the production of high-oleic peanuts, peanuts that will give a longer shelf life. Some contracts are being offered for one half of their production, at $475, the other half to be priced later. The flex contract for peanuts that are non-committed for this past year are now up to $496 per ton based on the $375 base. And the min-max program, or that is called the minimum and the maximum price, that now is about $450 per ton. So peanuts are still close to $500 for the new crop year, and that's going to get farmers excited. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.